This is Bobby.
Hey, this is Nick from Hoffman, Missouri. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful, thank you. So, how's it going? How's everything?
Oh, it's good.
And how did this idea came to you?
Yeah, so I work in youth sports. So I'm consulting now, but up until recently I was the vice president for an organization called U.S. Center for Safe Sports. And the way it works is within the Olympic movement is where I've been spending my last 5 years. That encompasses about 14 million people. About 10 million of them are kids. There are requirements that any electronic communications between an adult participant, so like a coach, a club administrator, an older player, if they communicate with a minor athlete, there has to be other people included on the communications. Right now, there's not really an application that does that, so it's kind of like a patchwork of people just maybe sometimes they include another person on a text message or an email or in WhatsApp. There's not really a one-stop fit place where they can do it. Mm-hmm. And when I was at the center, we were getting about 5,000 or 6,000 reports a year of violations, and then the NGBs, like U.S. Hockey's and Soccer's, were getting tens of thousands of reports of people not complying with the one-on-one communications just because there wasn't really an application to do it.
Okay. And actually, why do you think that this rule was implemented at first place?
Because, say that again?
Why do you think that this rule was implemented at first place? Because like all the mentors, coaches, and the people associated with the athletes have to be an adult, right? And of course,
yeah, so the reason it was implemented, so they're called the Minor Athlete Abuse Prevention Policies. They were implemented in a way to recognize and potentially prevent the grooming and manipulation of minor athletes. So it is the rules were put into place to help prevent, you know, the abuse of kids. Mm-hmm. Cause I helped develop the rules.
Okay.
So those rules are in place and they are required to be followed by all of these Olympic organizations and then a lot of these non-Olympic organizations like the AAU. But there isn't, so basically we said, you've got to include adults on these communications. There can be no one-on-one communications between adults and minors. But we did not give them a solution or a real way to do it. We just said, figure it out. And like I said, some people send a text message and they'll include somebody else. Some people use different programs. But there isn't like a program that would automatic. So the idea of the program is if you communicated with, as a coach, a minor on your team, the application would automatically include a club administrator on mm-hmm. the communication, so it's always in compliance mm-hmm. with the, you know, the rule that says you have to do this. Mm-hmm. It would also save that information.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was speaking, do you know who BARC is?
Yeah.
BARC is willing to get the development of the app going. They're willing to let the application use their algorithms to monitor the communications for concerning information. So it does
okay.
like a few different things.
Great. Okay. So another question that I have that can be an obstacle, which I have back in my head, like we will be providing them a solution, a pathway where they can communicate. But how can we make sure that this is the only solution they will be using to,
right.
to
so
have this conversation?
Right. Yeah, so like how do we know people, the bad actors, don't go to another platform to communicate, right?
Exactly.
So the idea would be that the parents are educated and other minors are educated that this is the application for communication. Any communication between an adult coach, an adult at all, and any of the minors outside of this application
mm-hmm.
is in violation, right? So if a bad actor tries to communicate another way, the parents know that there's an issue and they're automatically in violation of the rules.
Mm-hmm.
What we know is that child abuse happens, it's a process and not a single event. And
yeah.
by putting these barriers up, it would prevent them from, like, hopefully getting started in the first place. And if they ever do shift, right, We had a lot of success at the CS Center educating the youth and the parents by, like, here are the rules. And we even had youth say, hey, they can't communicate with you that way. And so they start policing their peers and their coaches as well. So basically, we have to have an application that says, this is the only way you can communicate. If you try to communicate in any other way, then that's a red flag and a concern for the parents that they can address. And it's an automatic rule violation.
Okay. Well, to be fair with you, personally, I'm very much interested in this application because, like, even myself is associated with the sports. And
everybody
I've done,
is,
no, like, professionally, I have done, like, talent identification in football, EE, playmaker, and safeguarding children's certificates and diploma from FA England.
Yeah, so in America, like in the U.S. alone, 60 million kids participate in youth athletics each year. Of those 60 million, 40 to 50% will be subjected to some level of physical, emotional, or sexual abuse. So that means we know every year upwards of 20 million kids are forced with some type of abuse. The Olympic movement alone gives you access to 10 million youth. So developing an application that's in started with the Olympic movement, and then used in the like the higher ed or K through 12 sports space, the private sports space, just to say, hey, we're going to give you a way to communicate appropriately. The parents know that it's monitored, that there's always another adult included on the text, that it's monitored for red flags like frequency or inappropriate content, but that they also know that this is the only way the coach should be communicating, and if they go outside this, that they violated the rules of the U.S. Center for Safe Sport or AAU, and, you know, that there may be a potential issue that needs to be addressed.
Great, great. Okay, Bobby, since we are talking, it just happened to be like I have my HOD available with me right now. I am really in love with the idea that you have, okay, and I really want him to join us in this call if you are okay with it. He is available, and we can just discuss this with him. He will be having some more inputs that will help us to kickstart this project as soon as possible. So is it okay for you?
Yeah, I just have a I've got a meeting at 2, so I have to jump off in about 20 minutes.
That's more than enough for us. Just give me a minute,
no problem at all.
I'll just connect him, okay? Just give me a minute.
Sure.
Thank you.